Consider a new report from the Associated Press that states, quote, more often than ever, the administration censored government files or outright denied access to them last year under the U.S. Freedom of Information Act. Cited more legal exceptions, it said, justified withholding materials and refused a record number of times to turn over files quickly that might be especially newsworthy, end quote. So how does the president and his administration get away with this? And why do they say they're doing a good job? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. The chief of the Justice Department's Office of Information Policy, which oversees open records law, told the Senate last week that some of the 99 agencies in the past 5 years have released documents in full or in part in more than 90% of cases. She also pointed out that a record number of requests for information were made, more than 700,000 for the first time last year. The Obama administration patting themselves on the back for transparency. But what the Obama administration isn't telling you is that in nearly 250,000 cases, government censored or fully denied access to information. That was 36% of the time. In almost another 200,000 cases, the government said it couldn't find records. A person refused to pay for copies, or the government determined the request to be unreasonable or improper. What's more, when government did provide information, sometimes the government censored only a few words, like an employee's phone number. But other times, it completely marked out nearly every paragraph on pages. Look, the reality is this. Government is not responsive to journalists or the public. But in reality, that's not just an Obama problem. That's a problem with bureaucratic view. A bureaucratic view that for too long has been bred in America, regardless of which party, Republicans or Democrats, is in power.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement, some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive.
World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now, before we get back to the economic news, of course, I do want to remind everybody, you've already heard the commercial with Sandra Anderson regarding the Keller Williams Realty Sweepstakes. Now, basically, for those of you who haven't been paying attention, Sandra Anderson is a realtor for Keller Williams Realty. They're having a contest involving a free app that you can download to your iPhone, your iPad, your Android phone that will make it easy if you are one of those lucky Americans able to buy a house. We'll tell you what's available in your immediate neighborhood, allow you to do some shopping very, very quickly. If you download the app, okay, it helps Sandra possibly win this contest. And if she wins it, she will win $20,000, which she is going to donate to RBN to keep us on the air. And really, we need the money right now. I cannot tell you how desperate it is. We're almost at the point of having to sell the giant mutant hamster to a fast food restaurant. Also, if you download this app, you are yourself entered in a drawing to win $50,000, which is really not bad. Now, they've simplified the page on how to do this. It's not as complex and obfuscated as it was at the RBN website. And if you go over to whatreallyhappened.com, right up at the top of the main page, at the top of the content section, you will see a headline, three ways to get my Sandra K. Anderson app. There's a little less than a week to go on this deal. And if you click there, it just tells you how to get the app. Very, very easy. Just one click and you're there ready to rock and roll. And again, it's a race. The guy who's in first place, he's trying to get as many downloads as he can, and Sandra needs your help. And if you could take this same link on the easy way to download the app and put it across all your social media, I've got it in my automatic Twitterizer right now. If you could put it on your social media, that would really help. It's a race, and it does mean $20,000 for RBN. Without which, I don't know, you may wind up hearing polka music on this show next month. All righty, getting on back to the economic news, or actually I guess we're still in it. There was an article over at Gonzalerie or Blogspot talking about a Chinese shadow bank bailout may mean a crash in U.S. Treasury bonds, because if China's economy reaches a crisis point, they're going to be looking for assets they can use to prop their banking system up. Now, the spin of the article is, oh, it's China. They let their economy get out of control, and their economy in 2014 is looking like America in 2008, fueled by real estate speculation and speculative bubbles. Well, maybe in part. But you need to understand, over the last few decades, as America corporate leadership abandoned domestic manufacturing and started just buying what they wanted from China, we got into this codependent relationship. China became very dependent on American importers to support their manufacturing. And as the U.S. economy declined and people can't buy those Chinese-made goodies over at the big box stores, China's manufacturing inevitably went into decline. And if you don't have strong manufacturing, your economy's in trouble. So this isn't a case of U.S. poor victim and China bad. We got into a very codependent relationship, and that means when one goes down, they both go down. And that is true all across this globalized economic empire on the planet. It's the downside of globalism. When it goes bad, it all goes bad. And that's another reason to reject this idea of a one-world government and go back to a world filled with lots and lots of little tiny nations taking care of their own people that are too small to be an annoyance to the rest of the planet. All right. Now, apparently over in Spain, the protests there against austerity are reaching a fever pitch. There's been violence in Madrid. And basically the people on the ground are saying that whatever this system is that Spain is under, and they may call it democracy, but it isn't. And they're right, it isn't. It's fascism. That's what the New World Order is all about, is reimposing fascism as a global economic system. And they're saying they want to change. They want things to change. And when people start talking about wanting the system to change, that's one step away from saying, okay, we're going to fire this government. We're going to get somebody in here who takes care of this nation and these people and just stops kowtowing to the money junkies. Now, Standard & Poor's cut the Brazil credit rating. They moved it closer to what is called the speculative territory. And this is basically a slap at Brazil's President Dilma Rousseff, who's trying to deal with their economy being in a bit of a slump. And this is going to make life a little more difficult for her. Now, my question is, back in 2008, Standard & Poor's was one of the Wall Street ratings agencies that gave the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities a triple A rating, which meant that pension funds could buy them. They were considered the safest of all possible investments. And then it all blew up, and these rating agencies, when they testified before Congress, said, well, really, it's just our opinion, you know. We can't be held responsible for our opinion. And, of course, the only ratings agency that was saying watch out for these things was Egan-Jones, which has been pounded on by the SEC ever since. But given that Standard & Poor's was so wrong about the mortgage-backed securities in 2008, why is anyone listening to them today telling us what's going on down in Brazil? That doesn't make any sense. They're already discredited. Let's get Egan-Jones' opinion. They're the ones who are telling the truth all this time. Now, more indications that the supposed economic recovery in real estate is another illusion or was possibly another bubble. New home sales have now dropped to their lowest since last October. The median home price is now lower than it was a year ago. Now, for people buying homes, that's a good thing. We all want to pay less money for the homes. But from the point of view of Wall Street and the government, that doesn't work. They need housing prices to be very high in order to loan you more money and make more money on interest. If you could buy a home that you could pay off in just 5 years like you pay off your car, at the end of that 5 years, you are of no more use to the banks. You have escaped your mortgage chains. Governments, of course, want home prices high because they use those to calculate your property tax revenues. The government and the banking system does not want inexpensive housing. They hate inexpensive housing. They want sky-high housing prices, and they want them to always be going up because then you think you've got equity you can borrow against, and they get more money loaning you against the equity in your home. All right, now let's get over here to the latest headlines on Flight 370. It's been 2 weeks, and Flight 370 is still missing. Now, as you know, yesterday, the government of Malaysia basically came out and declared that the story is over. They are pretty much certain the plane crashed into the South Indian Ocean to the southwest of Australia in an area where the weather is already closing in and making it impossible to do any more searching. A lot of people having doubts about that story, mostly because of the amount of miles the plane would have had to have flown to get down there, being so much in excess of the fuel load the plane was carrying for its original plane to go from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. And, of course, except for a couple of unidentified pieces of floating debris seen on satellite, there is nothing else there. Now, a 777 will not survive impact on the ocean. It will break up, and there will be lots of floating debris, seat cushions, luggage, the people, none of which has so far been found. And China is not buying this story. They have asked the Malaysian government to turn over the raw satellite data Malaysia is claiming they used to conclude that 777, Flight 370, was down in the South Indian Ocean. They want to check the numbers for themselves. Because Malaysia is saying, oh, well, there was a Doppler signal on the pings, which are non-directional, but based on the Doppler reading, we know that the South Indian Ocean is the only place it could be. It's a bit of a reach. It's a bit of a reach, and Beijing wants to double-check. We've got to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app, Sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only takes a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And apparently Ukraine has deployed one of their Navy ships down to the coast of Crimea, and they got a little too close because apparently the Crimeans have now seized it. Now, in this kerfuffle over Crimea, basically Ukraine's Navy was split in two because half was positioned in the Crimea and the other half was along the coast of Ukraine. And Russia is now claiming that those naval assets belong to them. But this was a Ukrainian naval ship that was still under the control of the Ukrainian military, and they grabbed it And, of course, the corporate media is saying, oh, bad Russia, freedom and navigation, and the rest of it. But apparently this Ukrainian naval vessel was basically intruding a little too close. I mean, let's look at that big thing they were talking about. Oh, Iran is sending 56 Navy ships to the Atlantic Ocean. Well, none of them got really close to the U.S., and it was only two ships. So everybody is trying to provoke the other side into the first overt act. And I think that's why this Ukrainian naval ship approached Crimea. I think they were hoping the Russians would actually fire on it. Then the war would be off and running. But the Russians acted very coolly. They surrounded it. They talked it into surrendering. It's not like any of those ships in the Ukrainian Navy are any real prize anyway. They're all pretty old things. I think they've got one submarine, and it's an old diesel-electric Foxtrot. I mean, that is ancient hardware. Now, our president, Obama, is currently in Brussels. He's already out there making speeches. He is there for just 24 hours in the country. And his trip there is going to cost Belgium more than 10 million euros. Now, that's not including the cost that you, the taxpayer, picked up for Obama to go there and come back. And he's there for just 24 hours, and he took with him an entourage of 900 people. That's almost a brigade invasion force. They took three cargo planes and 45 vehicles. They've got permission for U.S. helicopter overflights. This guy is really scared. This guy is really afraid that he has just pissed off pretty much the entire world, and I guess he has. He's really more paranoid than Richard Nixon ever was. Now, during his speechification, and he was up there responding to a comment made by Romney about how, you know, Russia's the new threat and we've got to be aware of them. And Obama was trying to downplay it, and he made this very bizarre comment in which he said that Russia doesn't pose the number one national security threat to the United States. I am more concerned about the prospect of a nuclear weapon going off in Manhattan. Little Freudian slip there. A nuclear weapon going off in Manhattan. You know, somewhere near that now conveniently shut down Israeli embassy, the one that the nuclear emergency search team showed a huge radioactive spike coming from that Israel won't let anybody inspect. We know they're thinking about a false flag. And if they were to blow up Wall Street, they're off the hook for the crash of the U.S. economy. It's no longer a result of Wall Street greed and Washington, D.C. corruption. Oh, it's an act of war by those gosh darn Chinese, Iranian, Saudi, Russian, whoever. They're going to make up a big list of every... It's like they do with 9-11. Every time they want to invade somebody, oh, this country was involved in 9-11. No, I guess we were wrong. On to the next one. Yes, that country was involved in 9-11. Let's attack them. We attack them. Oh, they had nothing to do with 9-11. Now we got to go over here. They did 9-11 and on and on and on. Oh, my goodness here. Okay, Washington's blog article, public service announcement. Mass surveillance is always about crushing dissent. Government spying on their own people is all about consolidating power and stifling criticism. Not working very well this time, is it? Remember, the internet and the independent media have fundamentally changed the way information flows through society. And the rules that worked a half a century ago, at the height of the Cold War, they don't work any longer. And they're not working. Because criticism hasn't been stifled by exposure of the NSA spying. It's gotten a lot worse. We have grounds to criticize. Now, Obama has announced that he will end NSA's mass collection of phone data. This is reported in The Guardian. And he basically says he's going to put out a proposal to end the mass collection of Americans' phone call data this week. Huzzah, 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 huzzah. Well, remember how Obama said he was going to end the wars? First thing he was going to do as president in 2008. And how he's going to close down Guantanamo. And how his was going to be the most transparent administration in history. Well, we put this promise in with the rest of him because, as it turns out, he isn't really shutting down NSA's mass collection of phone data. He's privatizing it. His proposal actually is the phone companies will now save all of your phone data. Who knows? They'll probably lease space on that Utah data center. But officially, technically, it wouldn't be the government collecting your phone calls anymore. It's the phone company, and hey, they're friendly and they wouldn't do anything wrong. And then when the government asks, the phone companies will turn over all of your stuff. Obama and the government are going to go on doing what they're doing. They're just trying to come up with a story that will assuage your anger and concern, and this one isn't going to work either. We're going to take a phone call here. Art off the grid. Aloha, Art. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
That's going pretty good.
I've kind of tried to stay away from this whole missing Malaysian flight, but people really want to talk about this and where they think it might be or what might have happened to it. And I'm kind of hesitant to go in any one direction, although I wouldn't put the chop shop idea out to pasture just quite yet, because as you pointed out one day last week, well, parts are a little hard to come by.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have an expensive piece of equipment, you know, these high-dollar cars, you know, chop shop parts can be a lot cheaper than a legitimate part, so why not?
It's not even a case of being cheaper. It's availability. The problem is that the stockpiles of spare parts for the 777, they're running out of key items.
Well, here's my thing. I got to thinking, you know, I've heard a lot of different theories, and right now that's all they are is theories.
Yes.
Because no one knows. Well, somebody knows. They just ain't telling.
Yes.
But I got to thinking, okay, well, what makes sense? Well, let's look at Iraq, Russia, Syria, what's going on here? Well, we know that they've been trying to crank up war with Iran for, God, how long now? How many decades have they been trying to crank out a war with Iran?
Since the 1980s.
And now it looks like they're trying to pick a fight with Russia. Well, let's see. Let's just go on the whole conspiracy theory thing for right now. How hard would it be to say maybe in, what is it, what's that place, I forget what it's called, over there where some think it landed,
Diego Garcia.
Yeah, Diego Garcia. What does it say? It's not safe, because that airport, I looked at it on Google Earth, and yeah, it looks like it's big enough to land a plane like this there. So it's not sitting in a hangar there, being repainted to look like someone else. And let's say, how hard would it be to paint that plane to look like an Israeli airliner, transport it secretly, and don't tell me they can't do it because they can do it, transport it secretly to another location, put it on an airstrip, send it off on a flight plan, shoot it down maybe along the Persian Gulf somewhere, and blow it out of the air.
Well, that's an interesting theory, and that's a different take on some of the ones we've been talking about. We have to take a break for commercials, but Art, stay on the line. I want to come back to this topic after these few words.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200. The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Fighting Pharaoh, maybe at the radio. Tired of the mainstream media's lies, listening to Michael really open your eyes. Tune in to Fighting Pharaoh.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Art Off the Grid about some just blue sky theorizing what happened to Flight 370, presuming that it is not in a chop shop. Now, the one hard piece of information we have is, yeah, this plane was intentionally diverted. It didn't just vanish from the sky. It didn't get sucked into a black hole. There isn't a new Bermuda Triangle, in the Malaysian Sea. And if there is, start drilling, because there's a lot of natural gas down there, because that's what explains the effects of the Bermuda Triangle. There's a lot of natural gas, methane, down there. And when it erupts from the ocean floor, it can swallow ships and knock airplanes right out of the sky and leave absolutely no trace behind here. So Art is talking about the idea of taking the 777, painting it as an LAL flight, and blowing it up someplace where a lot of people can see it. It would have to be a very intense explosion, because when they start grabbing the bodies and start to do identification, the DNA is going to come back, hey, these are all Malaysians and Chinese, and the jig is going to be up. So I'm not sure how much I would go with that particular idea. Another idea that you could do, again, is paint it in some other country's airline colors, like Russia or Iran, and use it to deliver a bomb or chemical weapon someplace. one of the more fanciful theories we were looking at had to do with the fact that the 777 has a great deal of range. This particular version of the 777, the 200ER, has an over 7,000-mile range fully fueled, and you don't need a plane that big to deliver a nuclear weapon or a biological or chemical weapon. That plane was taken because it carries a lot of bodies. So one theory we were talking about, and I'm not subscribing to this, but I'm just saying, putting it out there for some discussion, is you could paint this airplane in the livery of a regularly scheduled 777 flight going to the U.S. from someplace in Europe, perhaps. You fly out over the Atlantic with an accompanying warplane, and you get behind that regularly scheduled 777, and the warplane blows it out of the air. At the same time, our repainted 777 switches their transponder to the same ID number. From the point of view of people at the air traffic control centers, they're not going to notice the switch. Drug smugglers do this all the time. They don't blow up the other airplane, but they'll have two airplanes, and one will be visible coming up from the Caribbean, and then they swap it for another plane that's empty, and the police go search the second plane and don't realize the first plane is making the drug drop. So these kind of things get done. So this plane comes in and lands at Reagan International Airport, and 400 Spetsnaz leap out and try and seize the White House, which is only 4 miles away. And they don't have to get there. In fact, they don't even have to survive getting out of the airport. But my goodness, Russia tried to attack the head of the United States, blah, 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 or Iran, or whoever it is they want to blame on. And I don't see this as really happening. I'm still leaning back toward the chop shop theory. And apparently a lot of people are starting to think that's the most likely scenario. But again, we're in a world where we know that the United States and its allies are desperate to get something going that will motivate the people of the United States and all the NATO countries to all of a sudden be cheering on for more war. That's a tall order.
Mike, that's not really too far-fetched, because that's conceivable. Just like, you know, somebody was talking about, I think John was saying one day last week or yesterday, whatever it was, about the possibility of maybe blowing it up over New England somewhere with a nuke, which would be relatively localized, but it would be a massive EMP slam to New England. But here's how it would work in my scenario.
Okay, we know before we get your scenario, you need to understand, for a nuclear weapon to produce an amp, it has to be outside the atmosphere, which I think is a little bit above the operational ceiling of the 777.
Well, it wouldn't necessarily be an EMP per se, but it would be enough of a nuclear impact to really have a massive effect on a large area.
Yes.
But here's how my scenario would play out. We know people die every day. So if they can paint this plane to look like an Israeli plane, okay, and transport it to an area so that when it takes off, now, of course, it would have to be set up with remote control because all bodies on board would be dead, including the pilot.
Yes.
So it would have to be set up with remote control, which we know is a fact because Raytheon did it in 92 or something like that, 93, whenever it was, when Raytheon did the
there's,
first.
There's been remote control on airplanes going back to World War II. So, Rabbi Dov Zakheim, who was comptroller of the Pentagon when 9/11 happened, had come to the Pentagon from a company that made remote control systems for passenger jets.
So we know that remote control, that's not a problem. So we paint it up to look like an Israeli plane. We transport it to a place so that when it takes off and it's in flight, it appears to have originated, say, from Tel Aviv, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, we know people die every day. So we take 100 and something dead, mostly Israelis, because Israeli people die every day. How hard is it to store bodies and keep them from rotting? Not that hard. You just deep freeze them. So you put them on the board, you set them in the chairs, you got other people who have died. They're not necessarily Jewish by birth, but they live in Israel and they die wherever you get them from. So you have a good little mix, mostly Israelis, but, a little mix, maybe some black folks, maybe a Chinese or two, and maybe some white people. So it looks like a typical flight, along with a couple dead Israelis that are supposed to be pilots. And you remotely fly this thing on a flight path that appears to have originated from, say, Tel Aviv. Okay, that's covered. You got Israeli bodies. You got it all looks good. Now, how do you blow it out of the sky? What, you're telling me you can't buy a Russian missile off the black market? Sure you can. You position this sucker somewhere in the Persian Gulf, disguised on a warship somewhere, and just as it's coming overhead, missile shoots up. Oh, my God, they found evidence of a Russian missile coming, and it's fired from somewhere along the Iranian coast.
Your idea has merit with one exception. I don't for a second think that the government of Israel, specifically Benjamin Netanyahu, would hesitate to blow a real Israeli jetliner out of the sky with a missile if he could frame Iran for it, and to heck with all the people that he's killing. We have seen Israel willing to see their own people get killed. Every time they stage a false flag rocket attack back into Israel, the rockets usually hit empty lots. They're not aimed at anything, but every once in a while, one of them will go astray and somebody actually gets hurt. I don't think Netanyahu, first of all, going through that long machination, increases the risk of exposure. And I think that if Netanyahu thought he was going to get his war with Iran, he would shoot down a real Israeli jetliner with real Israelis on it and not lose a wink of sleep over it. Okay?
Yeah, well, I just thought I'd throw that out and, you know, see what you thought. I mean,
remember, Occam's razor. Keep it as simple. And could they do something like that? Yeah. What is to be gained by it? And the answer is not really. It's simpler to just blow up a real airplane where the air traffic tracks are all correct and there are no loose ends here. All right, Art, we're going to let you go and real quick grab Rick in Florida before the commercial break. Rick, aloha. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike, I'm just calling to let you know about Fort Lauderdale. We're getting buzzed by black helicopters. I know it sounds like an old tinfoil hat thing, but nope.
I told you to get those library books back in before the deadline.
8 o'clock at night. 8 o'clock at night started, and then the media released the press release saying it was training only after everybody was complaining about it.
Yeah, it's well, you know, these days, of course, everybody's seen the black helicopters, and I don't know why they were making a big deal about it when they first came out, because it's just, you know, that's just what the color they paint the things. But they are pretty much all over the place. I think the reason for that paint design is that unless they're on the ground, you can't read the registration numbers, and that makes it harder for them for people to track where these helicopters are going. And that's the only reason I can think for the change in paint scheme. Used to be in the old days that, you know, military aircraft were painted so you could identify them from the ground and know who was doing what. But these days they've got the black paint and a slightly lighter gray paint for the registration number, and it's obviously intended to make it harder to identify a specific aircraft by the civilians.
Yeah, it's always at nighttime, it's always low to the ground, it's always on the coast.
Well, we get them here all the time, day and night. Most of them appear to be just training flights. Everybody's training up for whatever it is that's going to happen. And they're not obeying the rules regarding ceilings. They come right over the top of our roofs these days. All right, Rick, got to let you go. We're coming up here on a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about Fukushima and some other issues. So we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Yet the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S., for the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're coming up on the top of the hour. The phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Pardon me, I'm still dealing with allergies here. Now, we're going to talk about Fukushima because the situation over there for all the Sturmwind Drang and we're building the ice wall and we're building the plant, the hard reality is that 300 to 400 tons of radioactive water are pouring into the Pacific Ocean every single day and have been for the last 3 years and looks like it will continue for the rest of time because nobody can find out where those molten cores of the reactors are other than they finally admitted that yes, it was a full-on China syndrome. They melted down through the bottom of containment. They melted through the bottom of the dry well. They're down in the ground water. Like one of those situations, a lot of people following the quake, smashing things, you say, all right, there's no way back from this. Now, of course, here in the United States of America, I mean, we're already getting reports about radiation from Fukushima, identifiable by its isotopic content. It's already showing up on the west coast of North America, inland, carried by rain. We also have the issues where Hanford in Washington, where they're still dealing with the aftermath of that landslide, the mudslide, which is further up north, but central Washington, the Hanford nuclear waste site, that is leaking. They're dealing with a fractured, potentially collapsing dam upstream on that one. We have that facility, the WIP facility near Carlsbad, New Mexico. They've had an additional radiation release. We are at the tail end of decades of let's build the bombs and it's somebody else's problem to deal with the radioactive waste. And there's never really been a solution. They just pile it up in out-of-the-way places and just hope that nothing will happen. Well, it's happening. And we're the generation that gets to inherit this mess, and nobody knows how to clean it up. Everybody wants the immediate shortcut. Remember when we had that worker for the fracking companies who said the reason there are all these toxic chemicals inside the fracking fluid is they're paid by other companies to get rid of toxic waste that they can't get rid of any other way because it violates the environmental laws. Oh, we've got all this dioxin, we got this, we got that. Well, we'll just pump it down into the fracking wells. It'll be harmless down there. And, of course, it shows up in the drinking water here. Now, we've been doing a lot of reporting on all these stories about out-of-control police, and it's not just here in the United States of America. There's a story was up in the Star in Canada where this guy, this woman, rather, Naheed Alakani, came and her sons came back to their home on March 18th. They found the door jimmied open, muddy footprints all over the place, mail just dropped all over the floor, doors open, and all of their electronic devices missing. They figured it was a burglary, and they called 911, and the police said, no, it's us. And apparently the police had left a search warrant there to be found, which had the correct address, but the wrong name. The police apparently didn't realize the guy they were after had moved, apparently some years ago. And so they broke into these people's homes, and they took all their electronics. Apparently they went through personal items, mail, prescription medicine. Just an ugly situation. All right, we got some callers on the line. John in Montana. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, God bless you, Michael. Aloha.
Aloha.
Well, don't get me started on the nuke stuff, but, you know, the reason I called, I ain't going to go off the deep end like the other guy, but one of the first theories was they were going to take the plane, land it, paint it like a UPS plane. Well, this next day a guy comes on and he says, well, if we have any more terrorism in the United States, they're not out to kill a bunch of people, but they want to take out icons to demoralize it. The Golden Gate Bridge, Mount Rushmore, you know, that type of stuff. And I mean, and he was kind of way out there, but it was just another theory.
Well, you know, it's not that too far afield because both UPS and FedEx do fly the 777. Now, theirs don't have all the windows, but the windows would be pretty easy to paint over, so you wouldn't notice that there were windows that were painted over until you were really, really close to it. So, yeah, that's another possibility because, you know, and again, what do you put inside there?
Yeah. And another thing that a lot of people ain't paying attention, there's been so many distractions. That barge that conveniently closed off the shipping lanes down there in Houston, Corpus Christi area, and everybody's backed up and certain people can't get out. I mean, that's kind of another convenient distraction for our commerce.
I actually am not familiar with that. There's been some problem down in Corpus Christi.
Yeah, there was a barge that got rammed into and spilt, I don't know how many thousands of gallons of oil, but they closed off the channel so no one can get in and no one can get out. This just happened yesterday.
Ah, okay. I'll have to take a look at that. I actually hadn't heard that one.
Yeah, they've got, like they were saying, almost 400 ships trying to get in with their stuff that's loaded, and then they've got everybody backed up the channel up there to Galveston area, yeah.
Oh, boy, that is an ugly, ugly situation. I'm actually not seeing anything in a search on that. If you have a URL of a story, if you could email that to me, I'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, well, it's been on Fox and CNN and that.
I haven't seen it. I've absolutely not seen it. And, you know, of course, I don't pay that much attention to CNN. But I just now did a web search here through Google. I didn't come up with anything. So if you have an URL, please send that along. John, we're going to let you go, and we're going to try and squeeze in one more phone call before the top of the hour. Mick in Illinois. Aloha, Mick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, we got the best of both worlds there, Mike. Aloha. It'd be real easy for him to part up the plane and take pieces of fuselage, tail wing, and the wings, and just truck them in to wherever they wanted the report to come down, and have their own explosion on the ground. We wouldn't even have to fly it. Best of both worlds. Have a good day.
Well, okay, I'm not sure I agree with that one either. For reasons of the resulting forensics after it's all over. If the plane was taken, and I'm starting to lean back to the idea that it's being parted out, it's being chopped. Apparently, there are quite a few planes that vanish without trace. And I'm beginning to wonder if maybe there isn't a sky piracy, for parts ring that's operating in that part of the world. And this time they got ambitious. Because back when that 727 vanished in Africa and was thought to have been stolen to be parted out, it didn't get a lot of news coverage. This one definitely, definitely is here. All righty, we're coming up on the top of the hour. I want to talk a little bit about the Ebola that has, there's been a new outbreak in Guinea. They're concerned that it's already broken into Liberia and maybe threatening Sierra Leone. Now, yesterday, they were talking about a possible suspected case in Canada in a patient who had just flown into Canada from West Africa. Canada is now saying it's not Ebola. It is some form of a hemorrhagic fever, but it's not Ebola. I'm not entirely comfortable with that explanation. Sounds like the sort of thing that you say to not disrupt the tourism trade here. Hemorrhagic fever of any kind is very, very serious, whether it's Ebola or Marburg or who knows what all is out there, but it's a very serious situation. In this modern age of jet travel, an infection this virulent could be around the planet in 24 hours. Now, up until recently, almost all of the Ebola outbreaks have occurred so deep in Africa that by the time anybody gets out of their zones, the disease has run its course and they're no longer infectious. Almost like it was tailor-made to be a population-reducing device. But again, were an outbreak to hit a city and somebody in that city get on an airplane, it would look like those closing credits from Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Alrighty, there's the music. We got to take a break for our top of the hour stuff. We'll be back with hour number three. Do join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.